to reread one of those stories. It was about a man who one morning wakes up and cannot bring himself to get out of bed. He shuts his eyes in self-defense. He re-examines his life, is seized with a restlessness. He packs his bags, cuts all ties. He can no longer live among the people he knows. They paralyze him. He is moneyed. He goes to Rome. He wants to burrow under the earth like a bulb, like a root. But even in Rome, he cannot escape people from his former life. So he decides to return to the city where he was born and educated, but which he can't quite bring himself to call home. Well, the move doesn't help. He feels he has no more right to return than a dead man. What can he do? He desires an extreme solution to his conundrum. He aches for nothing less than a new world, a new language. Nothing changes. Out of indifference, and because he can't think of anything better to do, he decides once more to leave his hometown, to do some hitching. A man picks him up, they ride off into the night, and when bang, the car smacks into a wall. The driver dies. Our man is hospitalized, broken up. Months pass. His wounds heal. Now he wishes for life. He has a confidence in himself, in things he doesn't have to explain, things like the pores in his skin, all things corporeal. He can't wait to get out of the hospital, away from the infirm and the moribund. I say unto thee, rise up and walk. None of your bones are broken. The end. When I reread those words, rise up and walk, none of your bones are broken, I felt a tremendous sadness. Do you know what the opening line of the story is? When a man enters his 30th year, people will not stop calling him young. 30. I'd been given the book for my 30th birthday. The 30th Year by Ingeborg Bachmann. So I had heard. I had been told. I knew all along, even if I didn't really know. The great true things are unsurprising. But what did I do back then? I carried on. I carried on dutifully. We were the happy couple, Elizabeth and I. That's how people saw it. But in truth, I did not cherish my wife. And I did not cherish my friends. Or even my children. I just carried on. I was a success. I made my way, but with each step I cringed. I was on the back foot, the defensive. And now, tonight, for the first time I say, my bones are broken.